Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there, and good Friday to everyone. This is Lynn Bleasdale, and this is the show Enter the Light, and Ryan Dragna is with me, and we're standing in for Shannon Johnson and Jan Drake-Bakke, who couldn't be with us tonight. So the topic we're looking at is a really neat one. It's about the spiritual fourth dimension. And I was just saying to Ryan that I've been studying up on the subject all afternoon, and I actually think it's not that complicated, but if you don't mind, Ryan, I'll just let you kind of put the words to it and see what we can.
Well, I can try to.
Do your best. If not, I have an article here I can read, so.
Let me backpedal a little bit here. For the callers, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, we can
hear
you.
Me?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Just for the callers' benefits, for relativity purposes, we exist right now here on the Earth in a third dimension, which is space, time, and matter. Okay. And there are a total of 12 dimensions that I know of. The 12th dimension is prime source, God, Allah, whatever you want to call him, her. I wanted to establish that relativity. The fourth dimension is some religions call it purgatory. Some religions call it the gray space. Some religions call it the it's where spirits linger when they're not ready to go in or cross over to the fifth dimension, become light. So when people say, or they had near-death experiences and they say, yeah, I went through this tunnel and I crossed over into the light, they crossed over into the fifth dimension. And if you want to become a teacher or coach or guide, then you keep on ascending yourself from the fifth all the way up if you want to, all the way up to the 10th or 11th dimensions. And you also have a choice if you want to merge with the divinity, which is the 12th dimension. So in tonight's topic for the listeners and the caller's benefits, the fourth dimension is, where you have, for lack of a better term, you have spirits who are in that gray area through their own will, and they have not decided to cross over into the light, into the fifth dimension, to increase their vibrational frequency. And that could be for many, many reasons, and I will mention this to the callers right now. It doesn't matter what dimension you are in, you always have free will. You can't, for example, if there's a ghost that's stuck in the fourth dimension from the Civil War, and he didn't have a belief system, and he got shot in the head, and he died right there. He became a ghost because he didn't know what to do. And then he is stuck there because he just doesn't know what to do. But he has the free will to see the light and to cross over. But he has to do it on his own. So it's all about free will, And I in my business, I do cross over ghosts or negative. I shouldn't call it negative entities, but dark entities, because that's the poor label. It's just spirits that are maybe just not ready to cross over. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And this is a fascinating subject because, there's a lot of business in America and across the Eastern Hemisphere about paranormal activities as far as the fourth dimension is like, yeah, you can see these ghostly figures here, there, and everywhere. And I kind of feel bad for them because it's like, yeah, you should be crossing over. But why haven't you crossed over? Well, that's their own free will, because they chose that. And hopefully someday, well, through time, it is my belief that every spirit will eventually cross over into the light. So, yeah, I know that was a little bit long-winded, but I could honestly talk about this for hours, but for now I'll shut up about it.
No, it's really interesting. It really is, Ryan. It's a fascinating, just the whole topic is quite mind-blowing, and it's really worth discovering. There's an article I came across while I was doing my homework today, and I'll post the link for it on. It's pretty much just talking about the fourth dimension, kind of physics sort of way. Pretty much what you're saying, Ryan. But I'll post it after the show on the Sacred Embers page on Facebook. But that's fascinating, Ryan. Thank you. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, because as I say, I'm really like just starting out on this subject, and I barely know what question to ask. But astral projection is, you're in the fourth dimension when we talk about that, right?
Yes. And I forgot to mention that in my little preamble there. Astral projection is when you're whenever you go to sleep at night, you can travel, and usually 9 times out of 10, your soul will travel to the fourth dimension. So it goes into that plane of existence, or sometimes you can go through wormholes or into other dimensions higher than the fourth dimension. So yes, astral projection or astral traveling or any of that stuff, yeah, that is real. And I can honestly say that even though I'm not consciously aware of it when I wake up in the morning, that I do that. And I do travel to other dimensions, and I have weird dreams. And truth be told, 2 days ago I had a lucid dream where I knew I was dreaming, and I decided, and it was a very bad dream, it was a very negative dream, and I decided to turn that dream off because I didn't like it, and I could feel, I felt my vibrational frequency in that dream just slow down, and I dropped, and the next thing I knew, I woke up, and I was like, yeah, that wasn't a good dream. It was from a previous life. I did a little bit of astral traveling there, and something happened in that dream that was all jacked up. I didn't like it, so I'm like, yeah, I gotta get out of here, man. This isn't good.
Yeah.
You know. So, and I'm sure the callers and listeners experience that from time to time too. You know, you have to pick your battles.
Pretty much, yeah. Sure do. Well, yeah, I'm not sure if we've covered everything, but I think.
Is there anything else?
Yeah.
Is there anything else I can add to it, or? I have a couple.
Hi.
Hi. When Ray, my husband, passed away, he didn't cross for almost a year, because he felt he had left too many things undone and had too many things that he needed to be forgiven for. So is that the dimension that he was in? He was stuck in the fourth dimension for that time?
Yes. And I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because I knew a girl back in 1990 who committed suicide. She stuck around what they call lingering spirit in the fourth dimension, because after she did that act, she realized that, ooh, yeah, I made a little bit of a mistake here. And because when you go into the fourth dimension, what people need to understand is your consciousness is still intact. You're still who you are. You just lost your physical body. Mm-hmm. And now you're like thinking, and now you're like, oh, okay, this didn't fix my problem. I'm still here. I still feel hurt. I still feel angry. I still feel abused. All this kind of stuff is going on in your brain, but you just lost your physical body. So yes, when there's a loss of a loved one through suicide, murder, or natural causes through whatever that may be, they stick around to try to reconcile what happened. And they come around, and when they feel like, okay, yeah, I screwed up here, or maybe it's a part of a life, a soul contract, or maybe it was part of an experience that they had to go through. Maybe they signed up for it. There's a big mixed bag of emotions going through. And once that soul realizes that, I finished grieving. I finished working through my issues. Then they see that they always see that light, you know, and then they say, okay, yeah, I'm at peace with myself now. And then they merge to the light. And a lot of souls don't do that right away because they're afraid of the light because of their belief systems. Because if I was angry and I blew my head off or committed suicide or whatever, I'm still angry. I just lost my body. I'm like thinking, man, why do I want to go to the light? I'm going to be punished. Who wants to be punished? Who wants to be slapped on the wrist?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Who wants to be punished? No one does. And when they see that light, they're like, oh my God, I ain't going there because I'm gonna get my butt chewed out or something mm-hmm. like that. You know, but what people have to realize is that the divinity is unconditional love. You will not be punished. You just simply have to take that step forward and go to the light. And that's what George Carlin did, the late comedian. He died of a heart attack, and he was a self-pronounced atheist or agnostic, whatever. He was stuck in the fourth dimension for many years in the Earth time frame, okay? Because I know this because I read the interview on Elisa's blog. And he was stuck in the darkness for several years. And finally he goes, in the interview, people can look this up. He goes, am I a god? And he started laughing. He goes, am I a god? Oh, my God, am I a god? And right then and there, he says in his interview that a light appeared out of the darkness. And one of his ex-wives showed up, and the rest is history. And he eventually crossed over into the fifth dimension because he was stuck in the fourth dimension for a long time. So
yeah, Ray was there for about a year before he finally crossed over.
What's that?
Ray was in the fourth dimension for about a year before he finally crossed over.
And that was something that he had to go through to experience. And that may have been part of his the reconciliation with his own soul. You know, but now he's in the fifth dimension, maybe even migrating up to the sixth dimension to become a teacher, coach, or guide. And now that he's at that higher vibrational frequency, I bet he comes through to you a lot better, more clarity, right?
Well, actually, since he crossed, he hasn't been coming to me as much. He comes to Lynn a lot. He drives Lynn.
He's a rascal, I think, eh? He's a bit of a goofball, but...
Yep, a goofball. Yeah.
But that's okay.
And
I
then
told him it
another
was
question
right.
I have for you. I have followed Sylvia Brown for many, 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 many years. She's the one that got me started on my path and coming out of the closet as a psychic. When she passed away, I when I was sleeping, so I'm assuming it was an astral projection, I met with her. We sat at a picnic table in an absolutely most gorgeous park you could ever imagine and talked. So what level is that on?
I'm hearing probably, if not the sixth, maybe the seventh dimension.
Okay.
So, I mean, as they are educated, and Sylvia Brown, I read a couple of her books too. Not too sure I agree with everything that she said, because she got into some very specific stuff.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, to each their own, you know. I mean, the James Von Prags of the world, the Sylvia Browns of the world, you have to take what works for you and move from there.
You know, one of the things that Sylvia used to say all the time, take what you need and leave the rest.
Yeah. I'm not discounting Sylvia Brown's work. I think she hit the head of the nail many times, but it was kind of funny that you mentioned her name, because I heard as soon as she passed that there are several mediums that tried to channel her, and they were unsuccessful because all they got was her voicemail, like, "I'm not here, leave me alone." Leave me alone. Virtual voicemail. You know? But you know, I'm guessing she's between the sixth and seventh dimension and the vibrational frequency, as we know it. And she's probably working on my spirit team is telling me she's working towards, being a guide to some people, just like Eric is. So, you know, good for her.
That's cool. Yeah. It's, I never tried contact her before. It just happened, you know, so maybe that's why I grew.
Well, because she felt your energy. You guys had a lot in common, so what happened was you increased your vibrational frequency up and she dropped her vibrational frequency down, and you guys met in the middle. You know, that's how that
she
works.
She picked up for you.
Because it's all telepathy, and because all thoughts are energy, pure energy. And so for you, Sue, you're like, Sylvia Brown. It's like knocking on the front door. And finally Sylvia says, "Oh, good God, already. Fine, Sue, I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you so you can leave me alone." So she drops her vibration.
Because it's been just the last maybe 2 months that I get messages from her, and the longer she's been gone, the deeper and more gravelly my voice gets, just like hers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's starting to sound like Mo from The Simpsons, you know?
David.
Hey, Elmer.
Oh, my.
I didn't mean to drop that one on you, but, you know. Hey, Elmer. All right, what do you want today, Elmer?
I sound like Maude.
You know, in all seriousness, yeah. I mean, Sylvia realizes that you really want to connect with her, and so she's beginning to work with you, and she's probably going to become a guide to you. If you piss her off enough, you don't leave her alone. She's like, "Okay, I'll just go down there and help her out." I can't do that growl.
I could use it.
All right. Okay,
you,
hey, you guys, we better. I'm sorry, Sue.
Yep.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm just going to say we've got some very patient callers waiting. So, will you stick around
I'll
and read with us?
Over.
Or do you want to go? You can do. I know your health is dodgy right now.
Yeah, and I got people here, so you guys go ahead and do your thing.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Have a wonderful visit.
Thank you. Good show.
Oh, thanks, love.
Yeah.
All right, 954, you're on with Enter the Light. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, hi, my name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon, how are you?
I'm okay. I just want to know if you pick up anything from Spirit, any messages for me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Which order do you want to go in, Ryan?
Yeah. Hi, Sharon. Right off the bat here, my pineal gland started to pop open as I'm reading your energy field right now. Your guides and your spirits want you to explore your mediumship abilities, and which you're quite frankly ignoring right now. And they want you to meditate on that from a spirituality standpoint. Does that make sense to you so far?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and there are, let me see, hold on here. Let's see. Going down, yeah, I'm not picking up, as I'm scanning your energy field right now, Sharon, I'm really not picking up on any other distress through your other chakras, other than the fact that in your fifth chakra, which is your speaking your truth, okay, sometimes you have a habit of holding yourself back a little bit, so just like I said, not speaking your truth. So I would encourage you to tell it like it is, call a spade a spade. And what you can do to kind of help yourself out and clean your chakras out, get yourself in touch with an energy healer, and they can get your chakras aligned for you. And there's a little bit of heartburn between my second and third chakra with you. I don't know if there's something going on in your personal life, but a little bit of heartburn there, but that might just be something temporary. I don't think it's chronic. But in any case, I would like for you to look into meditation, and taking your Epsom salt baths and grabbing yourself some crystals to protect yourself. This is about boundaries for you, okay? You need some boundaries because you're an empath. So
I was wondering. When I was in between awake and asleep, I was actually in that garden, and I wasn't a participant, but I was like a spectator. But I was pure consciousness, and I saw the most beautiful meadow. I mean, the greenest meadow, and it was just like the way I was feeling too. I just didn't want to come back. I don't know what dimension that could have been. Like, I don't know. I guess I had the dream in preparation for my mom's passing, because shortly after that she passed. But it was just amazing. I just didn't want to come back.
Yeah, I mean, you and I are in the same club. I died twice in my life already, but according to my math, I've got 7 lives left. So I know where you're coming from.
But this wasn't a near death. This was an STE. It was a spiritually transformative experience. It wasn't anything to do with me. Yeah, it wasn't about near death. I was just taken to this garden. And the flowers were the most beautiful, amazing colors. I mean, they were like, there are no adjectives to describe how beautiful they were. And I was just, I just didn't want to come back. I felt bliss and loved and my goodness, I felt so complete. And I think that just that point, I realized that this is my true home. And I really don't want to come back to this other place. So. Was that in the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension, as you were referring to?
No, it's not. That was not in the fourth dimension. I'm guessing that was probably when you had that dream there. That was in the fifth dimension or higher, where you went through a wormhole you bypass the fourth dimension, like I mentioned earlier in this phone call, that people will or spirits will go higher through the higher dimensions to further educate themselves or to gather more insight. You know, the fourth dimension is usually that's well, you ever have a negative dream where you wake up, or like your kiddos have a nightmare?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the nightmare is because they were in the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension, you can astral travel there, you can do whatever, but it's really not a place of peace per se. And what you experienced, you experienced something on the other side. Do you ever get a ringing or pitch tone in your ears?
Sometimes.
Yeah, just like me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So whenever you get that ringing or pitch tone in your ears, take a note of the time of day that happens, because that's your angels and guys talking to you. So look up your angel card number, okay?
Oh, okay.
You know, for example, maybe you're monkeying around the kitchen doing something at like 1:32 p.m. or you're outside in your garden at 5:36 and you hear this, either one of those times you hear that noise in your ear, take a note of that time that it happens, look at your watch, and then go on to Google and type in angel numbers or something to that effect. And that's your angels and guides talking to you and trying to give you a message. And that ringing pitch, it only lasts for like
30 seconds. I've actually quite audibly heard my guide speak to me once. Only once.
There
it was in neither female nor male voice. It was an androgynous voice. And they spoke to me. So they just said, like, I could do it, giving me confidence about going forth into a job. So I did hear that audibly, you know. So it was very, very, it was great. I mean, I've had a lot of experiences, but it's quite interesting. And I, you know, thank you so much for your insight.
Yeah, well, I hope that helps you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you again, and have a blessed Easter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Sharon. This is Lynn, and I've written a bunch of things down for you here, but the first things that came in a little bit of a cluster, the 10th of July, the name Adrian. I don't know if it's the male or the female form, if it's Adrienne or Adrian, but and the sign and Scorpio all came in linked together, like three circles that link, almost like a pie chart or something. So keep that date, the name, and the sign down together on a note for yourself. And the message comes through here for you that a barrier that seems to be impenetrable it's not as fearsome, it's not as foreboding as you think it is. If there's something you're feeling you can't get across, get through, you can't conquer, like forget that, you can. And it's not as hard as you think. As Ryan was saying, you do have a lot of potential, spiritual potential, and you're not really not doing the work maybe a little bit, and you could be, should be maybe, but it feels like there's someone in your life that's kind of walking on your self-confidence a bit. Would that be so, Sharon? Ryan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I don't know what happened there.
You can't. I don't know if Sharon's gone or. You know what? I'm just looking at the board. We've lost Sharon. Sharon, call back if you can, and we'll move on to our next caller then. And I believe it is. Hi, 610, you're on Enter the Light. Can we take your name, please? Is Mercury still retrograde?
I don't know, but something's going.
All righty then.
Yeah,
well,
there's some monkey business going on here. I don't know.
You're just gonna keep poking buttons till we get somebody. Hi, 860.
What's your email?
860, are you with us? Oh my!
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who have we got with us? Is this 860?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. Sorry for the confusion. I don't know if we have tech problems or gremlins or what. Could we get your name, please?
My name's Dan.
Hi, Dan. Have you got a question for us tonight?
I just want to know what the spirits say.
Okay. If you don't want to go first, Ryan, I'm starting to get a little bit of stuff I can kind of
go. Yeah,
no,
Dan, could you be a little bit more specific? What do you mean by what spirits say? Because there are a lot of spirits on different dimensions.
I guess just a general reading.
Oh, so a general reading. So you're not asking about. You're asking, okay. So let me ask you 20 questions here, because I'm having a hard time reading your energy field right now, which is kind of odd. Are you asking for your spirit guides to step forward, or past loved ones to step forward?
Past loved ones.
Okay, so you're asking for past loved ones. Okay. Yeah, boy, oh boy, because I'm an energy healer, Dan, and when it comes to having your grandpa or your great grandpa or a past uncle step forward to give you a message, I'm just calling a spade with you. That's really not my field of expertise. I'm more of an energy healer, where I read people's energy fields from their mental, physical, emotional, spiritual standpoints.
Okay,
so,
I guess just whatever you see.
What? Well, yeah. Okay, let me throw another dime in that meter outside. where I parked my car here. Okay, so I'm just gonna stick to what I'm good at here, and
okay.
I'll see if it resonates with you. As I'm scanning your energy field here, I'm picking up some light dizziness between my eyes, and it channels all the way down to between my eyes is my pineal gland, or your sixth chakra, or your third eye, all the way down to your sacral chakra, which is your second chakra. Some slight imbalances there, and what I'm seeing with you right now, where I'm picking up with you, is try to find some more balance in your life. And get your chakras realigned, become one with nature again. And hold on here for a second. My hands are buzzing big time right now, and I don't know why. Hold on for a second. I got a lot of tingling in my hands. I've never had this experience before. I don't know how to describe it, but maybe it means to be in touch and one with nature. And do you go outdoors a lot?
My job is partly outdoors.
Okay. I think you need to get in touch with nature a little bit more and become one with Gaia and do a lot of meditation and grounding. fear as though I'm picking up as though you kind of lost yourself a little bit. You're not very grounded. That's not a bad thing. Well, not being grounded, it's not that it's not a bad thing, but it's something that can be corrected through going out and hugging trees or taking Epsom salt baths or grabbing yourself a black hematite stone or something like that. Unfortunately, I can't answer your original question of what spirit has for you, but I can tell you that I want you to become more grounded and relax and drop your shoulders a couple inches, Dan. You're tight.
Okay.
I can feel tightness right between my shoulders and my upper neck with you. And a little bit of a jaw clenching in your upper jaw muscles where you're gritting your teeth a little bit. You're clenching your teeth at night. Maybe you're angry about something. I don't know. But work on your ability to release those negative energies out of you. So I just gave you some tools and tips to do that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
Do you sense any abilities at all?
For your abilities, yeah, you do have clairs. And that's what I mentioned earlier about my pineal gland buzzing a little bit. I'm going to give you the name of a book. I want you to read it, okay? I got a pen and paper?
Yes.
Okay, this is and I'm not really a book reader, but this was a good book. Author's name is James von Prague.
Okay.
The title of the book is called Ghosts Among Us, and it ties directly into tonight's theme, Dan, about the fourth dimension, because he's a good storyteller, but it's all fact. And I read that book, and I read it a couple of times. I'm like, holy, every time I read it, it's like I missed a few details. And that book will do you good. And it should accelerate your mediumship abilities and your ability to, sense spirit either audibly or visually or mentally, that type of thing.
Okay.
So that's what I have for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, lovely. Excellent, Ryan. Thank you. Hi, Dan. I do have a couple of things here for you. first thing that comes through is, I'm not sure if it's the name, if it would be like a take on the name Allison, but the name Allie or Aaliyah is coming through, and along with the number 28. And a question comes in here. Are you having relationship difficulties right now?
With my kid.
Okay. It's coming through, if this makes any sense at all, it's making me itch to think it's like an irritation, an irritation that I just, it's, I hope this makes sense because it's driving me crazy. It's like you want to put a stop to something, but it just doesn't go. It just keeps going on and on and on. Helping you through this is there's a female energy. Their initial D comes through, but I can't get a name. I'm really sorry. But very important with this person's energy is the color blue. And also, I'm getting the smell of cooking around this person. It's a female energy I'm picking up, like a grandmotherly kind of energy. And the color blue, she just loved the color blue. And do you ever see like a little blue light just off to the edge of your vision?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, and I would describe the color as like an intense cobalt blue and quick. That would be this. Is there a female relative you can think of crossed with the initial D? It's feeling like it's on the female side of your family. Grandmother, aunt.
My birth mom's last name was Davis.
Okay.
And she passed away.
I'm sorry, go.
I was going to say her name is Paula.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'll tell you what is specifically interesting about this energy is the cooking smells coming through. I'm getting the feeling this person was like sort of the chief cook and bottle washer of the family, and cooked on a regular basis, cooked, you know, plain, regular, good food. But once in a while, got nuts in the kitchen and would try some weird dish and would make everyone eat it. And it very often it would be like pretty bad, but it was like a joke in the family. And that's what's coming through about this energy. So, and the letter, the initial D, I think it feels more like a first name initial, but you can check with, if you've got family, you can talk to about this. It's a really, she's a lovely energy, but a bit of a nut, right? And then she'd sort of go off the beaten track with the cooking and say, hey, try this, like, you know, lungs on rice or something. And it's like, I mean, everyone's going, oh, no. And it's, I think it's so funny. I'm getting this lovely, nutty person who just, you know, wanted to bring a little whimsy to the party, I think, with these odd dishes. But anyway, and the color blue. And I think that's this little orb that you're seeing to the side. It's a gorgeous electric cobalt, delicious blue, and just watch for that. And
okay.
She's around you, okay? And she's, whatever this relationship problem you're having, this energy's around you to sort of just put an arm around you, so to speak. And you know, it's going to be okay. Just, I guess, patience, and more patience. And but it will be. I feel like it'll be okay. All right, whatever it is that's going on here. Okay, just you're doing. They say you're doing fine. You're doing okay, and patience is the lesson here for you. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So yeah. So see what that info goes for. It does for you, and that's what comes through for you, Dan.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Lovely. And happy Easter to you. Have a wonderful weekend. And thank you so much for calling. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thanks.
All you right. too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, okay. I just got to figure out who's been waiting the longest here. And that would be 307. You're on with Enter the Light. Could we get your name, please? Oh, no. Did you... I think we forgot to protect, do the protection prayer before we went on.
Yeah, I usually do the protection prayer. I'm sorry to the callers or listeners who... Yeah, I usually do that. I forgot. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Boogie's jumped through with us here. Okay, that's all right. Just... keep it to a dull roar, gremlins. All right. Okay, here we go. 770, you're on with Enter the Light. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
We're doing great, I think. Get a bit goofy, I think, but that's okay. Have you got a question for us tonight, Sandy?
Well... I do have questions, but I wanted to see what you see for me in my situation with my brother or family.
Okay. You know that Ryan actually is a healer, Sandy. So if you had any sort of spiritual health questions you'd like him to look at, and I will see what I can pick up for your family situation. So, yeah, Ryan's like an energy healer. So that's how he's going to explore your subject, okay?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, okay. Just so I didn't want you to expect an evidential medium or, you know what I mean, like this is his gig and he does it really well. So with that, we'll put you on to Ryan. If you're ready.
Yeah, hi, Sandy. Yeah, hi, Sandy. How you doing?
Okay.
Are you sure? You sound a little. I'm picking up some hesitation a little. So just to let you know, are you familiar with the chakras by chance?
Yes.
Okay. So I got, for whatever reason, my left hand got really, really, and I don't know why it's my left hand, but I got really, really numb and heavy. And maybe that was due to finger pointing, someone finger pointing at you, but it got heavy like a sledgehammer, got really, really sore. So maybe someone was finger pointing at you. And then also, and not to be a negative Nelly here, I'm just, well, what I do, Sandy, for your information is when I read people's energies on the radio like this, I pick up on the negativities in their energy field, and I just try to use that to help point them in the right direction. I don't actually heal people on the radio. And what I'm picking up with you right now is some blockage in your fifth chakra, failure to speak your truth. I got some heartburn in your fifth chakra.
Okay,
your
fifth chakra.
Chakra. Your throat chakra. It's your communications. If and that's probably due to not being hesitant to speak your truth. And I also got a great deal of heartburn and indigestion right now in my down my gut, just south of your sternum, probably due to some. I'm hearing from my spirit team right now, probably due to some absorption of some chronic crap that you've been dealing with family members over a long period of time, and is building up in your belly. And so,
how do we release that?
Well, there's many ways you can do that. You can get yourself free and clear with a healer like myself or anybody else that you're comfortable with. You can try to do your Epsom salt baths. You can carry a hematite stone around. You can hug a tree. You can try to release that energy. Most people, that's a loaded question, because some people can't do it by themselves, and that's why they go for outside help. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when that crap builds up so much in your body, it begins to manifest itself into issues, and you have to get someone who has the ability to remove that stuff out of your body, because we all need help, right? I mean, if it's something light, if it's something like, oh, I have a stupid headache, or I have a stupid, I smacked my toe. I got a whatever, and it's something that you can heal yourself in a few days. That's fine. But if it's something that is manifested in you, in your body, over time, and it becomes such a big deal that these negative energies now have, for you, which have manifested into these chronic stomach conditions and your inability to speak your truth, then you have to get that cleared out by a healer and someone that can just and transmute that energy out of your body and make you whole again. And that's how that works. I mean, and some people could do it by themselves, but some people need help. And that's not a bad thing. Just realize that that's why there are people out here, why we do these radio shows, to get people introduced to people who have the abilities to help you out. So does that make sense to you so far?
Yeah, it makes sense, but I'm dealing with a chronic family issue that really, it's not going to go away until my dad dies.
Well, and that's why my right now my stomach is bloated right now. And everyone has their dumping grounds for negative energies, and for you, It's just right below your sternum. It's building up in your stomach. You have a lot of chronic heartburn, a lot of chronic indigestion, and you have a lot of family issues. So for you, I would consider getting that stuff cleared out and working on your boundaries. Okay? I mean,
and for you
to say that this won't be clear out until your dad dies. Well, I don't know how old your dad is, but do you really want to live with this for that long? I mean, that's what you have to ask.
I really
want to
get rid of it today, because the thing is, you know, my dad's 92, and he's now in a nursing home, and I'm in charge of everything because my brother was trying to steal, and he's a sociopath.
Okay, so you're the executive director right now, and your brother's trying to stir the pot.
Yeah, he's mad and he's trying to stir the pot.
Yeah. Well, and he's getting to you, and he's doing
a good job
at it.
He's not getting to me. It's just he's persistent, and it's just like my dad says, he won't stop at anything. And sociopaths don't.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said earlier, if I were you, get yourself a healer who can clean you out, make you whole again, and then do some meditation every day, take your Epsom salt baths, and your brother came down here to be a sociopath for a reason and to teach you guys a lesson. Okay? He chose that on his own. That's what they're telling me. Everyone signs up for something, just like the Ted Bundys of the world, and just like the Vegas shootings and everything else. Everyone signs up for something for a reason. Your brother came down here to be a sociopath. Teach people around him a lesson. Teach people around him lessons, and that's something that you've had to deal with, unfortunately. But you're doing a pretty good job at it. But you have to build up them boundaries, and that's not easy to do. So Sandy, I commend you so much. You're doing a great job. You just need a little bit of help, okay? You're a very, very strong woman, and you've got a heart of gold. You've got a heart of gold.
I'm losing patience with my brother.
I know, and I can feel that. But you've got a heart of gold, and I know you're losing patience with him. But just drop your shoulders a little bit and say, ooh, sah. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, the universe will not let you down. That is not possible. You will not be hurt, okay? But I need you to work on your protections, okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Do you have any questions for me before I pass it on to Lynn?
Well, I mean, you've told me what I need to do there. Do you see people in spirit?
No. As an energy healer, I feel people's energies. Like I tell my kiddos, and I have a couple of teenage daughters. I could tell them in jest, I say, lying to me is an exercise in futility because I'm a human lie detector. So I feel energies and I heal people. Do I see spirit in my naked eye? No, not right now I don't. But I can feel them. When I channel my spirit team, I can feel the energies throughout my body. I know they're there. Because it changes the essence of who I am. My hands get cold. my hands get warm. It's an instantaneous thing. So I'm a horse of a different color.
Okay.
Lynn on the other hand, has different set of abilities than I do. I do hear spirits, but what I'm lacking in my abilities is I can't see spirits. So I can't see if my dead grandpa walked in the room right now, I couldn't see him.
Okay, because night before last, I swear I saw my mom.
You probably did. I'm sure you did. And don't doubt that ability.
I don't normally do that.
Yeah, so, well, good for you. I'm happy for you. And if you say, oh my God, did I just see someone? And then own it. Okay, Sandy, and say, yes, I just saw something. But the second that you doubt yourself, then you're taking one step backwards. So
husband saw it too.
There you go. Well, good deal. Well, then you have your both of your penile glands are open from the clair standpoint that you can see spirit physically, and that is awesome. I'm kind of jealous of that, actually. It's like that old movie, The Sixth Sense from Bruce Willis from, 20 years ago. I see dead people.
Well, I just figured she's around waiting for Dad.
Probably. So,
coming back to get him.
Well, but she has no control over that. He's going to go when he wants to go.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
You know, that's how that works. And so with that, I'll pass.
Okay. Hi, Sandy. I think we've got Sue with us again. Have we, Sue?
Yes, ma'am.
So, Sue's really, if you'd like to throw your two cents in, Sue, that'd be great. Did you hear what Sandy's question was?
Yes. I did pick up a couple of things. The name Helen is coming through around you. Do you have someone named Helen on the other side or Ellen?
Helen, yeah.
Okay. Helen is around you to give you strength to deal with the situation with your brother. And I'm getting the message, just as Ryan was telling you, you have to stand your ground and speak up, speak your truth.
Yeah.
I understand about getting frustrated with a family member with situations going on when they're just a lunatic. And you just have to stand there and say, listen, I'm not taking your crap. This is the way it's going to be. So take a walk.
Yeah. That's what I've done. I did the other day because, you know, he wanted me to move Dad back over to his area so he wouldn't be inconvenienced. So I said, you haven't been helping me. And the state law says I'm the guardian and I have the right to do what I'm doing. And by golly, that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely. And keep speaking your truth and standing your ground. And I also got the picture with you and your brother of like two rams butting heads. And what happens when you have two strong individuals like that butting heads, you either end up with a headache or a broken neck. So instead of ramming away at each other, you stand your ground, say, this is how it is. If you don't like it, don't come around anymore. We'll all be better off without you around, so take a hike.
Yeah.
But go ahead, hon.
Because, we're going to have to move Dad's stuff out of his place. And my brother said, first, we've got to take inventory, and I'm just going to tell him I've got the inventory, and this is what we're going to do with it.
Absolutely. And
you've been taking too many things, you know.
Right.
And by the way, I want my jewelry, the jewelry back that you've taken.
Yeah, it's, can you know, nobody likes confrontation, but at times it's necessary so that you're not carrying it around with you, because the more you carry it unsaid, the more it is going to affect you physically, mentally,
yeah,
emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah.
So that's a cleansing process that you have to go through. You know, take a few deep breaths, meditate on it, whatever it is that you have to do to get yourself at an even level, and just say, this is how it is, this is how it's going to be. If you don't like it, too bad.
Okay.
But
yeah,
there, Helen is around you, and she is there. So anytime that you're feeling weak, call on her. She'll give you strength. Archangel Michael is with
yeah,
you very prominently to bring you strength.
Okay.
So always call on your angels, too. Your angels, your spirit guides, they're all there to guide you and protect you.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what I have for you, hon. I hope it helped.
I think it will.
Okay. And I'm going to pass you over to Lynn.
Thank
okay,
you.
Then.
You're welcome.
Beauty, Sue. Way to go. That was lovely. Hi, Sandy. The first thing that came that I wrote down, someone is being stubborn with what, and the stubborn is drawn like a cartoon, like it's carved in stone. And it says there's a lot of projection of their crap onto you. Pardon my French. And the name Stan comes through, only I want to say it like Stanford. And the only thing, I was just looking online, I don't know what Stanford, all I could get was Stanford University, unless you know someone with that formal kind of name.
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's like the name Stan comes through, but it's more like the formal version of it somehow. So I don't know who that might be. Did you have a grim sort of grandfather figure?
No, the only Stan I know is a guy I grew up with, that his brother is friends with my brother.
Okay. Is he kind of, I hope I can say this on the radio, is he kind of a pickle butt, this guy Stan? Do you know what I mean by that sort of,
not sure.
I don't know how to put it. Sorry, I guess that wasn't the right way to phrase it, but like, do you know what I mean? Like a sort of stodgy sort of not really a team player, sort of like be reasonable, do it my way kind of guy is the energy that I'm picking up. Sorry, go ahead. Was Stan like
the
that?
The only Stan I know, I've not talked to him in years, and he is more super religious.
Okay,
I
would make sense then, because that's what I'm picking up, like a refusal to budge, and a dogmatic attitude would totally fill that, what I'm getting here. And I'm getting here, regards that situation you're in, just do remember, I know you're holding on like a warrior, and I can feel that. However, just remember that nobody can mess with you without your permission, right? And I feel like it says here, because we don't have Jan tonight, I guess Spirit sent me a little poem here. But the attitude of this guy is a refusal to budge. He is stuck like a truck in the muck, is what came through. And so energy, be careful you're not holding that energy, that projected energy. That's what they want. Like he really wants you to. Maybe not be afraid of him, but to, kind of bow down and do his will sort of thing. And it feels to me like you're getting tired of being so, having to be so, like your finger in the dike all the time. What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
stalwart. Yeah, stalwart. You're like just, this is doing your head in, I think, a little bit. But don't let this. You are not a punching bag, and I know you don't need me to tell you this because you are strong. And congratulations, by the way, on the clairvoyance. That's truly awesome. When you do get to a place where you see spirit and hear them, it's just the validation just blows you away. And we're talking about a sense of wonder the other day on the Divine Creation Connections show. And that, you know, when you start to connect with spirit, that just revs up your sense of wonder so much. So congratulations, and keep developing those energies. Finally, does the name Edgar have any significance for you? Could be Ed, but I'm writing Edgar again.
Well, you know, I read a lot on Edgar Cayce, you know. And
okay.
I do.
Yeah. Okay, I would say that I like what you just told me. It felt like validating. So keep reading Edgar Cayce's work. Keep studying that. I think what they're saying, too, is you're on a good path for learning. And also, yeah, what Ryan recommends James von Prague all the time, and I can't recommend him enough. I was lucky enough to be in his initial community when he wasn't kind of so well-known he couldn't do it. But that guy, he's the real deal. Like he's just a soul of kindness. And he actually connected with the people in his community. And just like we're doing now, like he gave personal answers and he worked so hard. But no, his work is amazing. So I would always recommend him. But Edgar, I like that it resonates that Edgar. So yeah, check out all the teachings of Edgar Cayce. Learn his messages, and they're just as vibrant today as they were. So that's what I'm getting for you, Sandy. And just keep that warrior energy going, because you're going to be okay. And just stand your ground. You're doing great. You know, like just don't let them do your head in. Okay, you're doing great, and you are you will prevail. Okay, just sticking to your
mind. I just wonder. I mean, my brother has threatened me a couple times with, to grab his gun on me. You know, do you think that there's any possibility? Because I don't think he will, because the courts know, everything.
What sort of gun has he got then, Sandy? Is it like a hunting rifle or something or is it some kind of messed up weapon?
He's got a small gun that he likes to carry on his leg. And then, he does have something like an AR-15 that he won at the gun show.
Hmm. I'm getting a caution light. Ryan, go ahead. You've got a thought, Perry.
No. You know, here's the thing, Sandy. Everyone has free will, and we can't predict what anybody's going to do on this show. But I will tell you this, I quote this from time to time, but do your best. I'm going to quote it again, because I quoted it last week and the week before. What anybody thinks of you is none of your business. So do your best to put up boundaries around yourself, and don't worry about here's the thing. You're fearful that your brother's a loose cannon and he's carrying a gun around his leg, and that creates fear in you. Well, guess it was funny because when I went down to Gulfport, Mississippi 2 years ago. It's open carry down there. I didn't know that. And people carry guns around them all the time. And people are like, I walk into the grocery store and I carry a gun and people can see it and big deal. So, and people aren't afraid of that because it's the norm of society. I don't know where you live, but just because he carries a gun, don't let that put fear in your heart. It is what it is. He could carry a fishing pole in his back pocket. Would you be afraid of that?
He has threatened me.
Because he's trying to get a rise out of you.
That's what I figured. But I figure the courts know. You know, the courts know, and everybody knows that he's threatened me. And if he does anything, he'll be punished.
He's doing his, and I'm reading your energies right now, and you have to learn to block his negative energies because he's trying to get to you. He's trying to create fear in you. And quite honestly, I'm not trying to call a spade here, but I'm going to call a spade. He is, it's working. He is creating fear in you. So you have to block that out. And you have to say, guess what, dude? I'm not going to let you get to me anymore. You can talk all the smack you want. You can carry a machete. You can carry a gun, whatever you want to do. I don't care, and you cannot get to me. Strip that fear away. And just say whatever, and and you're right. Let the courts deal with it. Okay. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't look good in orange, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Well,
you know,
I'll deal with him tomorrow, and I'm just going to tell him kiss my butt.
But don't.
There you go.
Sometimes the less you say is the better.
Yeah.
You know. Because what I'm feeling from his energies is he wants a reaction out of you. He wants a reaction. He wants you to blow up at him, and he wants you to give him a reason to do something. So just be cool. Just be cool, and just say. Don't say nothing. Bite your tongue and bite your lip, and just, you know, and that's your lesson. That's your experience with dealing with this creature. Is that he is pushing your buttons, but
he's trying.
Well, your greatest defense is just to say your greatest defense is to be cool hand Luke and say, okay, whatever, man. I don't really care. I'm just going to change the channel. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, whatever. And that's your best defense, and it will work, and it will drive him nuts. He will gnash his teeth at night, but trust me, I don't feel as though he's going to do anything drastic because, like I said earlier, he doesn't look good in orange, and that's not where he wants to be, okay? Sorry to interrupt, Lynn.
No,
okay.
No, that's good, Ryan. Good stuff. I would just follow that up by saying, keep a notebook, make notes of all these threats and whatnot. Put the date, the time. Keep a running sort of diary of this stuff, and you know, just for your own safety, try not to be alone with him if you don't have to be. Okay. Don't give him anything to push against, because that's what he wants. He'll feed on any fear you can give him. So, you know,
I've given the court 15 pages of his stuff, you know, what he's done.
Yeah. Well,
so,
just stay calm, keep doing it, and, you know, keep recording it in a notebook so that your recall is clear. Okay. And I'm just like the image of Glinda with the Wicked Witch of the West. Be gone. You have no power here. Just keep that in your head and just say that in your head, you know. And as Ryan said, the least said, soonest mended. Don't want to give him any ammunition. So take care of yourself, Sandy. And thank you so much for calling in, okay?
And the author of The Ghost Among Us is what?
James Von Prague.
P-R-A-A-G-H.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude. Yeah. He's a good writer, too.
Oh, yeah, he is. I appreciate y'all.
No problem,
yep.
Sandy. You take care. And happy Easter.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Ooh, wow. Okay. Now, we've got, I think that Sharon came back, so I'll just pop her back on. I think we did finish her reading, did we not? Hi, 954. Is that Sharon?
Oh, this is Mary.
Oh, it's the same area code. Okay. Hi, Mary. How can I help you tonight?
I've been going through some issues regarding a relationship and also health-wise, financial, a little of everything. And it's been a tough time. I just wondered if anyone from the spirit world might have some assistance for me this evening.
Give me a second, please.
Sure.
Are you with us still, Sue? You are.
Okay. Did you want me to go first, or you want to go first, or whatever?
Do you need a minute, Ryan?
No, I'm just... hi, Mary. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you.
As I'm scanning your energy fields here, I'm picking up are you familiar? Well, let me back up here for a couple seconds. Are you familiar with the seven chakras by chance?
I am.
Okay. As I'm scanning your energy fields, my spirit team told me right away. Your fourth chakra is kind of limping along there. It's not spinning in balance as it should be. There's a previous life that and you suffered a broken heart and it's carried over to this lifetime with a relationship, and that you're also trying to. First of all, before I go into the other chakras, does that make sense so far?
Oh, it could be. The fourth chakra is where?
It's your heart. That has to do with your fourth chakra. Has to do with love and healing. And what I'm picking up right now is an imbalance in that fourth chakra. It's not spinning as it should be. It's kind of lifting along like a bad bearing in a motor. And that could be due to I'm hearing PL, which is a previous life or past life, which is a carryover that you chose into this incarnation, and you're still dealing with it today now. There's a broken heart somewhere is what I'm getting at. I'm feeling
I've
a broken heart.
I've had quite a few in this lifetime. I don't know about the last one. I've had enough of them in this lifetime.
Yeah, I'm. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you right now how to heal your broken heart. There's two things that you can do. You can get in touch with a healer, or you can do an exercise called Ho'oponopono.
I'm familiar with Hawaiian technique, yeah.
There you go. When you do that Hawaiian technique, specifically focus on the broken heart, okay? When you're dealing with the divinity and the super and the super conscious, you always have to be specific, and that's not news to you. So my spirit team always calls a spade a spade, and I'm always very, very specific and blunt with my messages, because they are to me. I'm just a messenger, and then that's what they're telling me to tell you. And hold on here. Your mediumship abilities, Mary. I want you to embrace those, okay? They want you to embrace those. Your higher self. So
yes.
don't ignore them. When you go to bed at night, meditate and close your eyes and ask your guides and angels to make themselves known to you and open up your pineal gland.
Okay.
It's right now your pineal gland I'm hearing is between 35% to 40% open, and you're seeing stuff here and there. You're in disbelief right now, but that's okay. That's a natural part of the development of your spirituality is like, in other words, it's not like one day you're 0% where you don't see nothing. The next day you're 100%. Obviously, all of a sudden you can see dead people. You can talk to spirit and everything. It don't work that way. Your guides and your angels will meter that for you according to what is for your highest good. Right now you're seeing stuff here and there. The lights flicker for you. You know that you got that ringing and pitch tone in your ears, right?
Pardon?
Do you get ringing or pitch tones in your ears from time to time?
Once in a great while, not too often.
Okay. Well, I mentioned this earlier to another guest about an hour ago. When you start to open up to in your clairs and your third eye, when that ringing and pitch tone happens, just take a note of the time of day and look up your angel card numbers. And the other thing I have for you is, your angels and guides will help you open up your abilities and so you're able to communicate the spirit a little bit better. It's
okay.
Probably they're giving the number 12, which I don't think 12. Good. 12 months. So, Mary, in about a year from now, there should be a marked contrast with you as how you're doing today versus next year at this time. So write that down on the calendar and look at yourself and say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that works. You're going to be a different woman in 12 months from now. So does that help? Does that resonate with you?
Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
Okay, that's the birthday month, so let's hope so.
Well, and don't forget to own it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. With that, I'll pass.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
I'm picking up some pretty icky stuff about this relationship. You're having a little trouble with it, are you?
Yeah.
Do you have a history of attracting users?
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Yeah, so I'm a lot more on the defense than ever now.
Yeah. You don't need to be defensive. Bailey? I'm hearing things.
Oh.
It's okay. I heard a voice say, come on up, Bailey.
I
wasn't
know what
you guys, right? It was a male voice. Okay. Ryan, you didn't do that? You weren't goofing around?
I had nothing to do with that. I don't know what that was.
Okay. I just heard a male voice, and I thought it was Ryan. A male voice just said, come on up, Bailey.
Bailey?
Okay.
I don't know anything.
Oh, come on. Come on up, Bailey. No, that wasn't me.
I don't know.
Sorry.
That's weird.
That's
okay.
True.
Yeah. Jan heard it. So I'm not losing my marbles. Jan's on text with us.
Okay.
She's a little under the weather, so she's not reading tonight, but she's kind of, you know, okay. Thank you, Jan, because I thought, you know, but I'm not losing it. Okay. Okay, I was just asking Jan and Sue online, though, if either of them picked up a small dog around you in spirit.
There is one. There's several.
Okay. Well, the one that I'm getting is, I don't know if it's white or gray, but it's a little guy, like a poodle-y sort of dog. But with
there was a little gray one, and then there was also a white poodle.
Okay, well, the one that's coming through really strong, the thing to do that distinguishes this dog is the smile. This dog has like a heck of a smile. Would that make it any okay?
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah. I would call it like I can't say it on the air, but like a poo eating grin.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Can sort of wrap okay. Okay, so that little dog's coming around. and I'm feeling that very, very familiar whap whap in the heart, which is like a tail wag. But Sue had a little white dog named George that used to smile all the time, she says. Yeah, it's the smile that's getting to me, and it's like I can win you over no matter what, because that smile gets you by the heartstrings. Now, back to the relationship thing. The word doormat comes through, and you're not doing that anymore because you've wised up. But
right, yeah. No, I put my foot down. Yeah.
Good for you. Okay, because you know you were settling for less, and you were also taking a little disrespect where you didn't.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I did a lot in the past, but not anymore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. And now your health. I think it may be there's health problems. Are you feeling any dizziness at all?
Just a little bit. Someone around me has been having some of that as well.
Okay. Just make sure you're not. Sorry?
There's someone around me who's been going through that quite a bit due to some medicine.
Okay. Yeah, what I'm feeling is a very dissociative feeling. It's kind of like looking at the world through glass. Like you're not really in the world the way you would normally feel. So be careful of that and watch your immune system. Watch that your emotions don't translate into illness, okay? A good practice is to observe your feelings rather than let them have you. You know, and then you can decide, is this worthy of a response? Do I need to respond? I mean, you've kissed a lot of frogs, and that's for sure, but
yeah.
I don't think you're going to not ever have love again. You have a new set of parameters, though, that you're not going to settle for anyone that doesn't respect you, and that's great. So,
right, I'm making that clear. It's been almost a year, but there's still some issues going on, and the person has issues from his past as well.
Mm-hmm.
Probably triggering things, you know, expecting me to behave in the same manner.
Yeah.
And I'm a totally different person than the people he has been with. So I'm not taking it.
You stand your ground.
Yeah.
And you know, it's better, honestly and truly, you're better to be alone than in a crappy relationship. You really are. The scene from the movie The Misfits comes into my mind. The character Marilyn Monroe is playing says, if I'm going to be alone, I'd like to be by myself.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Well, I was alone a very long, long time. And there was a friendship that didn't evolve. But I had been alone for a very long time before I got in this relationship. And, you know, there's a financial connection as well. There's the dependency with finances and other helping things that I need help with and the other person needs help with. It's kind of like a mutual helping situation as well as a, you know, just a regular romantic relationship. There's a lot of complications there too, but
yeah,
you know, we're kind of dependent on each other for things.
Okay, true. Okay, well, I did get one more message for you. The lesson will be repeated until it is learned, and so whatever lesson there is here for you, learn it, because then you'll be able to move on, okay? And I think you actually have learned it. You know, you're not going to let people mess with you.
No.
Kind of feels
they
like
know
that's
that,
what it
know
is.
They know that already. It's loud and clear. I'm making that as direct as possible. It's either, you know, this way or the highway. I mean, no.
Yeah. And don't bluff, because, you know, if you say you're going to do something, don't bluff. Do it, like, carry it out. Because that can be a real, you know, one of those rubber relationship issues that keeps bouncing back. And no fun. You know, you're strong, Mary. You've got it going on. And you've got so many dogs around you. You just
now
tap
I got
your energy.
Cats. Now it's cats.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm talking about dogs in spirit. Like, just tap that energy when you need to feel, like, dog love is really cool. So, you know, tap that when you need it.
Okay.
Humans are still evolving. Dogs are kind of perfect, so.
Oh, they are. I love animals.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pure love. It really is. Okay, Mary, we have to move on, but I hope that helped you somewhat. Sue had to step away. She's kind of... Oh, no, she's back. Sue, you're back. Did you want to throw a little something at Mary there?
Yes,
I do.
I got a couple of messages from archangels for you, Mary.
Okay.
Archangel Raphael is coming through, and he is talking about your low energy.
Mm-hmm.
And he is saying that you need to concentrate on your breathing. Take deep breaths and inhale and exhale to bring your energy levels back up.
Mm-hmm.
And that will also help release any old patterns. Like Lynn was talking about, you're going to keep repeating lessons until you learn them. And if you call on Archangel Raphael, he'll help you break those patterns. And Archangel Michael is also coming through talking about energy. And his message is that you are safe, and he's protecting you against lower energies, and he's guarding you and helping to increase your energy. And I'm also getting the message that right now is the time for you to spread your wings and don't hold back. The timing is perfect for you to soar. And you're ready to soar, even if you don't realize it. You're ready to take off and take control back in your life. So make sure and, you know, talk to Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, and they're there to help you increase your energy level and break the old patterns.
Okay.
That's what I have for you.
Thank you all. I wish you a happy Easter weekend.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much. Many blessings.
Love and light to you, Mary. Thank you so much. Okay, well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, I'm afraid. But we're going to go down everybody's info. So, Ryan, do you want to give out how people can get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. People can get in touch to me through my website, healingsthroughspirit.com. My email is healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. You can also get in touch with me on Facebook. Just search Ryan Dragna. And if anybody's a fan of LinkedIn, just search Spiritual Energy Healer. You can find me there too. So, yep, that's how that works. So, yeah, look forward to working with the callers and listeners next week. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a brief healing session with Brian, and I can say for sure, like James, he's the real deal. It kind of blew me away, and it was a really short one. So, yeah, I'm going to read Jan's info out. Jan is our normal host for one of our normal hostesses for this show. So Jan Drake Bake, I'll start again. Jan Drake Bucky. She's a certified psychic intuitive, and she shares messages and totem animals. And she's also works on missing persons cases, and she's a really, really good poet. Jan can be found on www.wefindourway.com, and she is also on Facebook. And Shannon, who's also not with us tonight, is a metaphysical facilitator and a medium. She's got 20 years experience and works with her spirit team to assist in life journeys, and that includes past lives, Akashic records, and current soul contracts. You can find Shannon on Facebook, and she's also at ladyastral67.wixsite.home. No, wrong. .wixsite.com/home. And Sue was reading tonight, and you can find her at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/suef. And you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/lynn. Next week, we have Divine Connections on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. Thursday night is Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen Powers. And then hopefully we'll have Jan, Shannon, and Ryan working as a team again next Friday night. Same time, same channel, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. So thank you, everyone, for calling in and for listening. And just thank you. Have a wonderful Easter weekend. Thank you, Ryan and Sue. Really, really love working with you guys.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to work. Love and blessings. Thank you.